with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Doesn't matter what I say, Mike. You're going to write every time. So it doesn't matter what you say. Yeah, it feels different. I mean, we got 4 points after the first two games. I wasn't even going to answer your question because you are such a weasel. It's not even funny. Next question.
Sharing a birthday is Jake Voracek with MB43. Did you ever have a presser that went sideways, perhaps, like Jake?
I did have one disagreement with one reporter in my career. One. And I still remember the question being asked and just like the wires touch. And I was like, this is not good. Sure, I was sitting with Tim Graham the other day at a golf tournament in Dunkirk.
That's an amazing segue.
And we revisited that incident. I was talking to some of his students because he teaches a class, a journalism class or whatnot. And one of the questions was, did you ever had, so we were revisiting this. And he goes, I think I know what you're going to say. My students are well aware of this person you're going to mention. And yes, we did talk about it. And I'm not going to say name, but you can guess it. Mm-hmm. It was a Buffalo News columnist that had some strong opinion. And it was not Jim Kelly. I love Jim Kelly.
Yes. Well, you know that I cherish and celebrate our friendship on a daily basis because of the opportunity to work with you. But I also know where I rank in the list of hockey friends and life friends for you. So let's bring in number one on the list, J.P. Dumont, for a special Sabres.
Yes, there he is. JP, tell
me. Happy birthday, Marty. Can you hear me, old man?
Old man. I'm older than you. I know that. So that will never change. Hey, how about this? Not only is it the Nashville Predators, because the team of the day, Duffer and I and you and our buddy David Leguan had some fun in Nashville at the draft a couple of years back, but I was mentioning your name because of UC Soros. So before we start talking about being roommates or whatever, tell me, is UC Soros going to be the good UC Soros or the bad UC Soros this year in Nashville?
Wow. I would like to see definitely like the good one, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like running youth hockey here in Nashville now, like we need the big Preds to do well as well. Definitely help. You know what I mean? I think it was just a down season for a lot of players last year, right? I mean, like I think it was a collective kind of like a year for everyone. So I think everybody's going to bounce back. I know his work ethic, right? Watching him practice and like everything we hear here in Nashville about UC that, you know, he's definitely going to be ready to go and, you know, looking forward to it. Obviously, like I said, like, you know, we don't really need goalies. Like goalies are useless, you know, until like you need them.
They should not make any money. Joking. They should be cut every year. Who cares about them? They're a target in practice. That's all it is.
Yeah, they're good at, you know, losing at cards and paying for dinners.
But, hey, although, you know what? I was thinking of you last night because I was hungry and it was about like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And I went
I went
and made myself a grilled cheese, JP. I was like, yes, that used to be the go-to Duffer. Late night, like we would just play cards. It'd be 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're getting ready to go to bed. We're like, yeah, are you hungry? Yeah. It was either ice cream sundaes or grilled cheese. And that was in a rotation right there, JP and I.
Amazing.
Professional athletes.
And sometimes both.
Sometimes both, yeah.
It was a really good night. 48 years for this guy, JP. What do you love about Marty?
Oh, boy.
Wow. Man, I didn't expect that question. any time.
Trust me, I didn't have it scripted.
Marty's always been the same, you know, since the first day kind of like really met him, right? I mean, like we play against each other in junior and just for a little bit actually, right? And I think that's why I get drafted so high, score so many goals. But you know what I mean, like no, Marty's always been the same. Like, you know what I mean, he's been a big part of you know, my life in Buffalo, but not just in Buffalo, right? After that as well, we stay really close, and we were in each other's wedding, and you know, it was that was pretty special, like to be able to call Marty my friend, and like I said before, like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows Marty as like the one that never stopped talking, right? Like, we're live, right? I cannot say.
Yeah, you're live.
Yes. ACHUT, right? Okay. Never stopped talking, right? So, like, but you know what I mean? Like, once you're like, you know what I mean? Once you're his friend, you know what I mean? Like, oh man, he will do anything for you. So that's his, this is something pretty special.
The problem with us getting old, JP, is that our kids are like Jacob just turned 21, you know, last month. I mean, your girls are, you know, in school and college and high school too and whatnot. So, are you having as hard a time as I am chasing your kids around? Because it is like, I can't keep up now. Do you know that Grace is getting a puppy? Like, my daughter Grace is getting a dog. Like, come on now. Like, I'm in trouble with that. So anyway, how's the family? How's everybody doing over there? And are you chasing them around? Are you limping when you chase them around? Because that's what I'm doing right now.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, yes, like everybody's doing well. Obviously we're in the South, so everybody's back at school already.
Yeah.
All four of them. I think the biggest mistake I ever done is, it's literally like, you know, getting them a car, you know what I mean? Like, now that they have a car, they don't need me anymore. So like, you know what I mean? I go watch their game, right? I mean, like, they play soccer and volleyball right now. Like, the two are still here, right? I got two in college at, Knoxville. At UT, and I got two here in high school. So my two girls in high schools are playing volleyball and soccer right now. So like, I think that's my chance to kind of see them, because even when they get home, right, they do their own work and they do their own things. And like, you know, if I'm not at the rink, I have like, you know, a glimpse of like, you know, what's going on. But most of the time, like I said, though, I'm really fortunate. Sorry, guys. I'm really fortunate that I see them pretty much every morning for breakfast. So
it's
that's
interesting,
cool,
though, because when we went to the draft in Nashville, I remember walking around the building the day of the first round to get to the media entrance. And I'm walking by myself. There's so many people right there on Broadway. And all of a sudden I hear, Mr. Biron. And I'm like, who's calling me Mr. Biron? I turn around. It was your girls. They were in line to get in and they saw me. And I hadn't seen them in probably like 10 years. And right away, like, they yelled out my name. It was great. So that's, you know, that's
yeah,
that's awesome.
Their mom did a really good job raising them. They're really polite.
Way to go,
they don't
Chris.
Make fun of people.
Yes.
They don't make fun of people.
Yes. If let's just say this way. If I wanted to, you know, wanted to know what was going on or whatever, we would call Kristen, because that's who, if JP was in a bad mood, we knew it. We're like, hey, is JP in a good mood tonight or not? Like, can we come over? So yeah, she'd be in charge. So that's awesome.
JP, because the Predators are also our team of the day, one thing that, aside from the Saros topic that we talked about, what's the one thing you just really, really want to see from this Predators team to get them back in the top eight in the West next year?
It's really, like I said, it's really going to matters. Like, what's going to really matter this season for them is going to see, like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody stepping up their game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's going to be one guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're really going to need everybody to step up. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they had terrible, like, personal season, but like, you know what I mean? Like, the game is so fast now. The Preds are, you know what I mean? They're not a really old team. Right. Obviously. But they're not young as well. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're right in the middle of the pack, but getting to the older side. So playing the fast game is a little bit harder when you get older. Right. So like hopefully that the system, you know, will help them like, you know, adjust to the speedy team, because I think that was a big factor last year. The few games that I watch in person, obviously. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I follow the Sabre, I follow the Preds like on TV and. Right. But like when you go watch live, like, you know what I mean? Like when they play like a team like New Jersey last year, like, you know, I was like, oh, New Jersey's really fast or really slow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because they were so fast compared, the pace of the play was a little bit faster. Right. But like was the players. Right. And hopefully that Roman Josi will be 100%. Right. I mean, like, obviously, like, you know, we saw him skate this summer. He looks great. He looks ready to go. But like I said, like, you know what I mean? Like with, what's going on isn't like, you know what I mean, with him. So like hopefully it's not a question mark. Hopefully he's really ready to go. And I think we're gonna need the support from, like I said, like, you know, what helped the Preds in the past, it was always like, you know, the offense was, a lot of the offense was be created by the defensemen, right?
Yes,
you know what I mean, like
100%.
Defense going to rush and create, like, you know, like good first pass. So I think that, you know, with that new addition as well, sad to see a season leave, you know what I mean? Colton Sisson, like, you know, to me, was always a guy that, like, you know what I mean? I love watching play because was just like an honest player, right? I mean, like, played his role to a perfect tee, right? I mean, so like, best of luck to him now. But I think like that new defenseman coming in too, like, probably gonna get a little spark.
So I mentioned Andrew Brunette, and you say you are in charge of the Nashville Junior Preds, you know, organization, and you're the guy. If you get a call from Barry Trotz in November, and the team is like just under 500, like, would you have the any idea what to do to get them going? You may become a coach. Like, you're that type of guy. Like, I could see you behind the bench at some point. So would you be surprised if they make a change at some point this season?
Nah, like I said, I don't know. Like I said, obviously, team changed a lot, right? I mean, like, the game changed so much, and, like, you know what I mean? It's like, there's a lot of now, right? It's not like, oh, okay, like, you know, we building for 5 or 6 years, and a lot of organization are going with the now, right? So, like, what did you do good for us now? And like I said, like, you know what I mean? I think he's going to have a short leash, right? You know what I mean? Obviously, because the season the team had last year, you know what I mean? Like, but, like, again, like I said, like, one thing that the Predators organization is known for is loyalty, right? You know what I mean? Like, they're, you know what I mean? They definitely, you know what I mean? Like, keep, like, guys in position for a long time, right? I mean, and if when they make a decision like this, it's definitely going to be, it's going to have to be a really terrible start. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, for something to happen. I think he's going to get another shot. And like I said, like, I think it's everyone, right? It's easy to blame one person, right? I mean, but I think it was like I said, it was definitely like everyone last year, and everybody, you can tell, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you,
I'm blaming Mitch Korn. And I told him the other day, I said, Mitch, it's all your fault.
Well, I'm blaming the two of you.
Mitch. Right? I mean, he was your goalie coach, right? You know what I mean? So we lost, like, it was Mitch. But yeah, like, it's going to be, it will not be a surprise, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think everybody knows, like, it's just the way it is right now that, like, you know, he's definitely in a hot seat.
No, we got to fly, JP. Thank you for joining Marty on.
Salut, ma grosse.
Salut, bonne fête encore, mon chum.
There he is, JP Dumont from Nashville. Predators are team of the day, and we're back after this.
He looks great.
He looks awesome, and we're culminating Marty's birthday week after this.